This Mishnah Ches, is going to give us examples of three things. Of things you can't do because it's a vegetable into a tree. Of things you can't do because it's a tree into a vegetable. And things you can't do because it's a vegetable into a vegetable. First, an example of something you can't do. Because it's Yarak Be'ilon. Because it's grafting a vegetable into a tree. Zok the Mishnah. Ein noitin, you can't plant irakais, vegetables, betoich sadon shel shikma, into the stump of a shikma tree. A shikma tree, explains about Tanura, is a fig tree that grows in the forest. When it starts to grow, they cut this tree mamish near the ground. They don't cut it mamish level with the ground. They leave over two or three tfachim near the ground, so it should produce new branches. From the point that it's cut, and you have like this stump at the bottom, it's called sadan. So it's the sadan of a shikma tree. This person wants to plant vegetables in the sadan of the shikma, that you can't do. That's called harkavas yerek me'ilin, grafting vegetables into a tree. That's part of the isra of klei ilin, like we learned before, according to the shita of the Tanakama. Even though the shikma tree could be referred to as ilin srak. What do you mean ilin srak? You just said it's a fig tree. It's a fig tree that grows in the wild. You can't really eat those figs. So maybe it's called ilin srak. And therefore it's mutter. So the Mishnah is emphasizing it's not. You can put together two ilanei srak. But you can't put vegetables into an ilan srak. The Chazon Ish explains that really, this isn't the regular way of grafting. It doesn't mamish become one. You're planting vegetables on the stump of the shikma tree. And that's how the vegetables are going to grow. It doesn't become part of the tree mamish, but it's still us. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ein markivin pegam. Pegam is a type of grass. Al gabi kidal levana. That's a type of psalmim. This pegam is a kind of grass. It's called roida. It's a very nice grass, and people grow it for that reason because it looks very nice. Keda is a type of psalmim grass. It's called kitsia. Keda levana is a kind of psalmim that grows on a tree. So mixing pegam with keda levana is mixing, as well as vegetables in the sadan shel shikma, is mixing vegetables into a tree, neshu yarek be'ilon, and therefore it's aser. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, ein noitin, you can't plant yichur, that's the branch, shel te'ena of a te'ena tree, the fig tree, letoich hachatzuv, which is a type of vegetables. Now the reason he would want to do this is, she'en mekeiroi, it should cool it off. Cool it off? So let me first explain to you what the Batanura says over here. This chatzuv plant, this vegetable, has roots that go straight down. It doesn't go off to the sides. And therefore Yeshua used it to establish the boundaries between Shvatim or between one person's property and another person's property. It's the perfect grass to use because the roots go straight down. It doesn't draw any energy from the sides. So if I want to take a branch of a fig tree and put it into the grass, I can't. Why would I want to do it? This chatzuv, this grass, by nature gets very hot. The fig tree, by nature, cools it off. So I want to cool it off. Another pshat is, mekeiroi doesn't mean to cool off. It's not from the lashon of kar, to cool. Rather, it means like a shelter. Like the pasuk says in Tilim, hamakara v'amayim aliyosav. Like a beam on top, it's called a koira. And the reason he would want to graft the branch of the fig tree into the chatzuv is to create a shelter on top and protect it from the sun. Either way, whether it means to cool it off or it means to create a shelter, this is the point of the Mishnah. I would have thought, well, he's not doing it to give a certain taste in the tree of the vegetable. The tree has no effect on the peri itself. It's done for a total side reason, either to cool it off or to create a shelter, but it's still aser. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Zakt the Mishnah, Ein Teuchvin, we cannot put in, to stick in, Zmoira Shel Gefen, the branch of a grapevine, Letoich Avatiach, into a watermelon plant. Why would I do that? And the answer is, I want the melon to shoot its water into the vine. Now remember, this vine is still connected. It's getting its nutrients from the ground. But the grape comes out geshmak if it draws some water from the watermelon. So after Mishnah, you can't do it. Neshu ilin b'yarek. It's just another example of grafting a tree into a vegetable. It's only a little bit. And the main nutrients come from the makar, from where the grapevine is connected to in the ground. You still can't do it. Vayitra says a Mishnah. You can't put the seeds from the delas into a chalomis. A chalomis is a plant called a mallow plant. A mallow is actually a very, very nice plant. It's like herbs with beautiful leaves and showy flowers and a disc-shaped fruit. And he wants to put the seeds of the delas into this plant. The plant, lemaisa, is going to protect the seeds. But you can't do it. Neshu yarek biyarek. Again, it's another case of vegetable into vegetable. So here too, the Mishnah Rishayin explains. It's not the typical reason that you graft something together. I'm not trying to create something new. I'm not trying to even give the taste of one into the other. It's just practical. The mallow plant keeps the seeds of the delas like wet and moist until they can take root. They don't dry up before they take root, but you still can't do it. So we learned in our Mishnah, you can't plant vegetables inside the stump of a shikma tree. A shikma tree is a fig tree that grows in the woods. We learned that you can't graft pegum a type of grass called roida, algabi keda levena, which is a kind of psammon tree. Here the chiddush is that even though most people don't even hold on to this grass. But the Maaseh now let it do it. It's an example of yarak bi'ilun, a vegetable into a tree. Then we learned examples of vegetable into a vegetable, which you can't. Can't plant a branch of a fig tree inside the grass called chatzav. Chatzav, we explained, has straight roots that go all the way down. Yeshua used it to establish the boundaries between Shvatim and also between one person and another. And although you want to plant a branch of a fig tree inside this chatzav, not because you want to create something new or you want to transfer the taste from one to another, you have a totally different reason for doing it. Either mekeri either means you want to cool it off because the chatzav tends to get hot, or it could be it means you want to make a shelter. You want the branch of the fig tree to be a shelter for the chutz of grass. So you have a side reason for doing it, you still can't do it. For that matter, you can't insert the branch of a grapevine into a watermelon plant with the purpose of the watermelon plant giving moisture into the vine. Even though the vine is connected, it's only a little bit of the moisture. That would be an example of a tree into a vegetable. And the Mishnah told us you can't put seeds of a delas into a chalamis plant with the purpose of the chalamis plant to keep it moist until it can take root, because that would be an example of a vegetable into a vegetable.